ABC Radio Australia.
The year 2026 could prove to be a landmark for rugby league in the Pacific, with the organisation behind the Auckland-based bid to establish a Polynesian-owned club in the NRL set to step up their campaign. With a fresh round of TV rights negotiations set to begin in 2027, the Mana Pacifica bid team believe they can play a key role in helping the NRL to secure a bigger deal if they are granted a licence. On the field, they say they have a big-name coach ready to go and connections with a raft of Pacifica players who would be keen to be part of their squad. And now, as Richard Hewitt reports, Air New Zealand's hip-hop icon King Kapisi has come on board to promote the bid, which he views as the start of a cultural movement to celebrate and solidify the Pacific's role in rugby league's future.
Boys to raise up, cause we tell them to fall for real estate job. When we rock, y'all, it goes on and on. It's non-stop, y'all, it goes on and on.
I've played in each city. I've played all over Australia multiple times over the last 30 years. So I'm able to talk to mayors, talk to MPs. Having the profile that I have, most of the people at some stage in the last 30 years have listened to my music. So, you know, I have a certain influence now. And the thing with my music, I still haven't stopped. And we've done other things at a clothing label, started my charitable trust. So I'm very community orientated.
A leading figure on the New Zealand music scene for many years, King Kapisi is passionate about his Samoan roots and passionate about helping to establish an NRL franchise that will create pathways for young Polynesians. And the director of the Mana Pacifica bid, Jeff Mulianga-Brown, says Kapisi's involvement is a huge boost to their campaign.
King Kapisi has been in the industry for over 30 years, and he was one of the first Polynesian artists to break into Australian market. When it comes to the challenges we're facing, he brings that mindset that, you know, it's achievable. These things are important to our people. The biggest thing he said to me was, how are these kids supposed to identify if we can't even see our own people being part of the leadership of a club? We want to encourage our kids to have careers in the NRL. Why can't they be CEOs? Why can't they be the head of recruitment? 60% of Polynesians are playing in the NRL. No Polynesian owns a team.
So clearly there is much more to the Mana Pacifica bid than putting a team together. If the bid is successful, then the intention is for the club to be Pacifica-owned and run. And Director Brown believes if the NRL gives them the nod sooner rather than later, their presence will be financially beneficial for the league right from the start.
It's already been recommended that they get 20 teams. Our position, we're very strong. We've got a lot of good people around us. We're talking to investors. We haven't gone to government for support, but we've got island nations backing the bid, but we're also talking to private sector. We're talking to people that actually run global businesses. The NRL, they want to grow the audience. To grow the audience, you need more money. And right now, with the TV rights, which they negotiate 2027, that's when they've got to finalise the deal.
We have two other bids here, and, you know, I wish them all the best, but I think that we've done our due diligence by, you know, locking in places like Eden Park, the Cape Town, other places down here in the South Island where I am now, but also being able to talk to governments back home in the Pacific Islands and being able to actually ask them, would you guys like to have some games there? And so, you know, we're looking pretty good. We've got a whole bunch of players that are willing to come in from Matamatonga all the way down to the under 17, under 16 ranges. So finding teams for our men and one for our ladies won't be a hard thing.
Right now, the Mana Pacifica bid team can't be sure where they stand with the NRL, and the timeline for a decision is not clear. But they have a well-connected advisor who is tapping into the vibe at NRL HQ.
He's been working with us, but also working with the NRL, and he's former CEO of the NRL. He's been involved with us from the start, so we've been getting feedback from him in regards to what the NRL are doing. I think the big difference with us, we're a bit more current. We're not guessing on coaches. We have a coach, and if we announce the coach today, it'll turn a lot of heads. And I've been involved in junior development programs across New Zealand and the Pacific for 15 years. 30% of my players are now playing in the NRL, 30% of them. And our NRL players through our systems and through our pathways. We're not going to struggle to put teams together. We've said that from the start.
While no one knows in which direction the NRL will eventually decide to go or when, Jeff Brown says his organisation are already on the start line and planning for their debut season as the second club in New Zealand's most populous city.
We're actually working like we're getting ready for 2028. And it's not something we've just come out of the woodworks like all the other bids that are out there. We're current. We know the marketplace. We're working with high-level individuals. You know, we've got the mayors back in it, stadium back in it. Actually, we have multiple stadiums back in the bid. About 300,000 to 400,000 Polynesian people living in Auckland. And I was asked the other day, why do we need another team? And I went, well, Sydney has nine teams. I don't know why we're questioning Auckland when Sydney has nine teams And we have won.
And if Mana Pacifica succeed, as everyone involved clearly believes they will, then King Kapisi has another important role he wants to play.
If anyone's going to create an anthem for the Mana, it's going to be me. And so, you know, I've had ideas, throwing beats around and all that type of thing. So I'm consistently making reggae music, making dance music, making drum and bass music, making rap music. So the music thing, you know, I can do that with my eyes closed these days. I've been doing it for a long time and I've mastered my skill. And I've also become good at marketing. And that's the skills that I bring to Mana Pacifica. Won't stop, can't stop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
won't stop, can't stop.
We're Indiana.
Hip hop lives here.
Right here.
Introducing Casta Magnificent. Won't stop, can't stop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
won't stop, can't stop.
Hip-hop star King Kapisi, a man on a mission who I suspect won't stop until he's helped to secure a place for Mana Pacifica in the NRL alongside the PNG Chiefs. And the reporter there was Richard Hewitt.